Welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Tuesday morning, July 22nd, 2025, and we have a lineup of local and regional headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Trump administration policies pose threats to Maryland's ambitious climate efforts. The Trump administration's policies are posing threats to Maryland's ambitious climate efforts. Federal funding cuts are impacting flood prevention in communities like Crisfield and research institutions across the state. President Trump's efforts to repeal state laws addressing climate change are replacing federal incentives for clean energy sources. Federal environmental agencies, including many in Maryland, are facing layoffs. This shift in federal climate policy is hindering Maryland's environmental and climate initiatives, potentially setting them back years. State officials are grappling with budget deficits and worsening weather patterns, like the Chesapeake Bay's health downgrade. The federal government's abandonment of support is forcing the state to find new ways to cover spending on climate projects, leading to increased fees and reduced grants. The Maryland-based Choose Clean Water Coalition warns that funding cuts could have a major impact on the state's climate restoration efforts. Trump's recent One Big Beautiful Bill Act removes incentives for clean energy and could challenge Maryland's Climate Solutions Now Act of 2022. The state's energy landscape and local control could be dramatically affected by federal executive orders targeting clean energy programs and wind energy projects. Federal and state agencies have not only lost funding, but also personnel, impacting Maryland's ability to carry out environmental work. The UMD Center for Environmental Science has implemented a hiring freeze due to federal cuts, while the EPA announced a significant reduction in force. Maryland is home to a large number of federal workers, including scientists and researchers, who play a crucial role in overseeing and funding the state's environmental projects. As Maryland navigates these challenges, state officials are making strategic decisions amidst rapidly evolving events.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.